Jeja
Sawal Kijiye.
Welcome to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya. The show is brought to you by Safari Kid, the amazing preschool and after school program with over 19 locations in the Bay Area. Go to safarikidusa.com. That's safarikidusa.com to find out a location close to you and take part in some of the summer camp offerings that they have to offer. Our own Facebook page is Safari Quiz Show. So I hope if you're listening to the show, if you're a loyal listener, or even if you're a casual listener and you like the show, you'll go to our Safari Quiz Show Facebook page and like us there. We really don't put a lot of spammy stuff there, just information about the quiz itself. Your like is just a way to show us that you like us and encourage us to keep doing the show. So that's our Facebook page, Safari Quiz Show. Our email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. That's not Safari Kid Show, it's safariquizshow@gmail.com. I just want to say thanks to all the people who have written to us saying they would like to participate on the show. Despite Michael's confusion, I'd like to say a big thank you to everybody who wants to participate on the show and has written to us saying participate. If you want to participate on the show, just write to an email to us. In the subject line, please put participation so we know how to separate you from all the winners on our show who write to us every week. Okay, so that takes care of our housekeeping. We do have something called a musical showcase. I want to take a minute to just tell you about that. The musical showcase is our way of cheering and supporting kids who learn music in any form, whether it's vocal or instrumental. If you have a child who's talented musically and you'd like to send us a recording of their performance, please do so. Again, the email is safariquizshow@gmail.com. Acceptable formats are WAV files, MP3 files, and YouTube links. That's the easiest way for us to get it going. And today we have two very, very naughty twins in the studio, and they are making us really be on our toes. All right, so that's a musical showcase. I hope some of your parents will be sending us some musical pieces. Again, that's safariquizshow@gmail.com. Let's meet our contestants. They're all going to be fourth graders in the fall. Our first contestant is someone whose name is very familiar to regular listeners on the show. She is Stuti. Welcome to the show, Stuti. Say hi.
Hi, my name is Stuti.
Yes. And you are going to fourth grade in the fall?
Yes.
And tell me what you're doing in the summer for fun.
I'm going to camp, and my dad is making me make a website about dogs that's really boring. And it's really
dad,
hard,
I hope you're
and
listening.
My dad's not even helping me.
Oh, so why dogs? Is it something you like?
No, yeah, and he said I could choose a topic. I chose dogs, but it turned out that it was really hard.
It's really hard? Why? Why is it hard?
Because I was going to do, like, breeds, and I had to write so many breeds. So I've only written five out of, 400.
400 breeds. Yes, that's right. There are a lot. How about this? You just write about hypoallergenic breeds, because that's something everybody wants to know about. How to get a dog that doesn't make you sneeze. And,
Maybe. I've only written about a few, and I haven't been working on it because I'm really busy with camp.
What camp are you going to?
Roots for Kids.
Which kids?
Roots for Kids.
Root for Kids? That's the name? Where is it?
It's in Foster City.
What do you do in the camp?
So, we only go half day, but if you go full day, they teach you stuff, and then, in the morning, you just play and
have fun.
Yeah.
Yay! That's the kind of best camp.
Yeah, that's why we only do the playing part. When we go home before the
all the serious stuff starts.
Yeah.
Yahoo! That's good. That's maybe why your dad's making you do the website. So, what is your website? Is it open? Can we go see it?
No, I haven't even started typing anything. So.
Not yet, huh?
No.
So someday when you get your website up and
next year,
okay. So what you do is when you get your website up, let us know, and we'll put it up on our Safari Quiz Show page. What do you say?
Okay.
Yeah? All right. Cool. So that is a very interesting project, though boring, for Stuti. And let's meet our next contestant. She's a new contestant to the show. Welcome to the show, Soumya.
Hi.
I don't think her mic is working, Mike. Is it? I can't hear her. Very soft. Speak up louder.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead. Tell me about yourself, Soumya.
My name is Soumya and...
Hang on. Her mic still isn't working. I don't hear her at all. Try again, Soumya. Say hi.
Hi.
Is it on? Okay, go ahead.
My name is Soumya, and in the summer, I'm having my birthday on July 25th.
Cool. It's coming up. Shall we do a little birthday cheer for her? Yeah?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Somya. Happy birthday to you.
That was easy for Stuti and her twin Lippy because they're friends, right? They're all coming here competing as friends. So, Somya, tell me a little bit about yourself. Which school do you go to? I've never had you on the show before, so I need to know more. Okay, I'm still not sure I can hear her. Okay, how about, let's try with this mic and see if it makes a difference.
Hi,
yes, I can hear her now. Okay, go for it, Somya. You go to Brewer Island Elementary.
I go to Brewer Island and I'm going to fourth grade.
You're
going
to go to fourth
fall,
grade? Yeah.
And
summer, you have your birthday coming up. Any exciting plans?
We're going to go on a cruise.
Ooh, where to?
To Mexico.
Nice. You'll have a lot of fun. It's going to be warm.
Yeah.
Yeah? That'll be cool. All right. So, cruise, birthday, are you celebrating a birthday at a special place or just at home with friends?
It's actually a pool party at the clubhouse.
Nice. I cannot think of a better way to celebrate a birthday. Awesome.
Too bad our birthday's in December.
I know. No pool parties for you. You have to start celebrating half birthdays.
Yeah. That's what we're going to start doing.
You should start doing that. Why should you miss out on all the summer fun, right? All right. Let's move the mic over to our third contestant, Lippy. Welcome back to the show, Lippy.
Hi, my name is Lippy.
Okay. And what are you doing in the summer? Same camp as Sister Stuti? Are you being made to do a website as well?
Nope.
How come? No fair.
She's going to the National Spelling Bee in Ohio.
Oh, that is cool. So you have to study for that? What does studying for the National Spelling Bee involve?
Looking up the words on the computer.
Okay, and study flashcards?
No.
No?
So a National list.
Just a list. There's a long list, and you have to just memorize.
There's a thousand words.
Yeah? Where have you reached? Have you reached the really difficult ones with Greek and Latin origins yet? Man, some of those words you have, huh? So you have to not just study the word, but you also have to study the word origins?
Yeah, and meanings.
And meanings and suffixes and prefixes.
Her type the whole thing, and then she has tried to memorize from the typed copy.
Ah, so both of you are in a world of pain this summer.
Sure.
Good job, Dad. All right, are you guys ready to play? Let me check Somya's mic one more time.
Hi.
Yay, you got it working, finally. All right. Okay, so let's talk about our categories for today. Our first category is analogies. So you girls know what analogies are all about? This thing is to that as that thing is to this, right? So we have to figure out, yes, exactly. And we've started with, it's very easy. So I think buzzer skills are going to be very much at stake. So let's test your buzzers. Let's see, Stuti. What about you, Somya? And Lippy. So, Somya, we did a little practice, and of course, the twins are much faster because they've been on the show before. So, I'd want to encourage Somya not to give up. Okay, don't worry. This is your first quiz show. It's always a little stickier in the first show, and then once you get really relaxed and confident, it happens much faster. And also, don't worry about how things go in the first few rounds because there are 3 rounds, 30 questions each, and there's plenty of time to make up.
It's 10 questions each.
Did I say 20? We should have 20 questions. I said 30?
30 questions.
30 questions in all. Okay, here we go. Thank you. 30 questions in all. 3 categories, 10 questions each. 10 times 3 is 30. Oh, my God. Protect me from correcting kids. All right, good job. You caught me on that mistake. It's a total of 30 questions. Are we ready? Ready to play?
Do I get points for that?
Let's see. If you are naughty one time on the show, I will excuse the -5.
Okay, I'll try.
I have a feeling these girls are going to get lots of negative points for messing around with the mic. And messing around with the mic means messing with Mike. Right? Who's our holding our boards in the show. All right.
Can we mess around while, in the ads?
Nope. No messing around. I think they got influenced by their very, very naughty cousin, Pooja, who is now becoming a very good girl. And now she's infected these two with her naughtiness. You guys ready? All right. First analogy in the category. Fish is to fin as bird is to?
Feather.
No, that is not correct, actually. You don't have to buzz. Remember, it passes. Question passes. Question now passes to Stuti. Fish is to fin, as bird is to
nest.
No, that is not correct. So -5, -5 for both the twins. And a question passes to Soumya. Soumya, remember, you have an option to say pass if you don't know, or guess. It doesn't matter. Everybody's -5 anyway at this point.
Wings?
Yes, 5 points. Woohoo! Good start. Well done. Wing. The reason it's not feather is, the correct analogy would be, fish is to scale as bird is to feather. But fin is the thing that moves, so it's a wing. Okay. Question number 2. Dog is to bark as crow is to
crow?
No, that is not correct. -10. Don't buzz. It passes automatically to you, Soumya.
Chirp?
Chirp? Nope. -5. Give that back. And question passes to Lippy.
Pass.
Crow is to caw. Caw. Oh. Caw is the sound crows make. Caw, caw. Alright. Ready? Question number 3. Ear is to hear as tongue is to
talk.
You know, I'm going to give you that, though that's not exactly correct, but we do use our tongue to talk. She owes me tongues. So she's now -5. Yeah. So she's -5. She's a 5. No, it's not. It's taste. Really use your tongue to taste. Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. But yes, it's a close enough analogy, so I give it. All right. Next one. Question number 4. Car is to road as plane is to
sky.
Sky. She's just worked off her debt so far, so she's 0 now. Okay, question number 5. Banana is to yellow as strawberry is to
red.
Red. She's worked off her debt now. That was Lippy. So everybody's at 0 now. Wow, how nice. And we're in the middle of the first round. Okay. Question number 6. Sad is to happy as rough is to
soft.
Nope, it's not soft. -5. Question passes to Soumya.
Pass.
Yes?
Smooth.
Smooth. Very good. 5 points to Lippy. Question number 7. Bird is to flock as lion is to
roar.
Nope, that is not correct. -5. She owes me now again, right? What, -10 now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Bird is to flock as lion is to Soumya.
Pass.
Pass. What is a group of lions?
Is
to?
Pass.
Pride. Lion is to pride, a pride of lions. Okay, question number 8. Hot is to warm as cold is to?
Frozen.
Nope, not correct. Question passes to Soumya.
Can you repeat it?
Hot is to warm, as cold is to
freezing.
Nope, -5 for you too. And passes to Lippy.
Pass.
Cool. Hot is to warm, as cold is to cool. Not as cold. Not as hot, not as cold. Okay. Question number 9. Funny is to laugh, as sad is to
cry.
Cry. She's still lot of this thing. But you know, we have a new rule, which is if you end the category negative, next time you just start with 0. So we don't carry over negative over categories. Phew. That'll come in very handy today. Question number 10. Bed is to sleep as pool is to
swim.
Swim. Very good. 5 points for her. Good job. All right, so that brings us to the end of our first category of analogies, which was surprisingly difficult for the girls. Wow. But it's still very low scoring, so next two rounds will decide the winner, so don't worry about anything at this point. Now it's time for our listener question. 510-770-1550 is our call-in number. 510-770-1550. Remember, we only take 10 callers, so hurry up with your answers. And here's your question in our analogy categories. Girls, this question is not for you, so please don't blurt it out. Captain Hook is to Smee as Gru is to what? Captain Hook is to Smee as Gru is to And just to remind you, Gru is the character from Despicable Me. Captain Hook is to Smee as Gru is to... Wow, it has totally flummoxed our listeners. 510-770-1550. If no one answers this question, then I will take the prize. Woohoo! Or we'll give the girls here a chance to answer, and then we'll, if all of them are right, then we'll draw prizes from there, from them. Captain Hook is to Smee. Are you sure the boards are working? Because all the girls got it here in the studio. No? As Gru is to... All right. So we're going to move on since nobody answered this question. The girls are going to answer. I'm going to pick one of their names and they're going to get one of the prizes. All right? What's your answer, Suti? What about you, Soumya?
Minions.
And?
Minions.
Yep. You are right. So I'm going to pick their... We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll see which one of them won our first prize, as well as moving on to our next category and taking a look at the regular scores in the studio. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jieja.
Safari Kieja.
All right, welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here with Stuti, Soumya and Lippi. And just before we went on break, we tried our first listener question that was in the category analogies. The question was Captain Hook is to Smee as Gru is to, and the girls in the studio got it all right. It was indeed Minions. But we also figured out that there was actually a problem with the phone line. So many of you who were trying to call in may not have been able to call in. And for that, I really apologize. And what we're going to do to make up is I'm going to give you another analogy question. Hopefully the phones are working now. We're going to give it a try. And I won't answer, I won't announce the winner right away. What we'll do is when we go, finish our second category and finish our second category question round, then we will announce the winner of both the first and the second listener questions. Hopefully that will work. So here's our actual analogy question, our second analogy question. This is the one that I want the answer to right now. Hopefully this is also to test whether the phones are working or not, and they are working. And here's our analogy question. India is to Asia as Argentina is to what? India is to Asia as Argentina is to what? Let's take our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? You're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Shelly and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. This is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
Oh, the answer is South America.
Thank you, Anish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ritwik. And the answer is South America.
Thank you, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Aynan, and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Aynan. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anan, and the answer is South America.
What's your name again? What's your name? Turn the radio down and tell me your name again.
Hello?
What's your name again? What's your name?
Hi, my name.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Shreya and I think the answer is South America.
Thank you, Shreya. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Vrisha, and I think the answer is South America.
What's your name again?
Vrisha.
Vrisha. Thank you, Vrisha. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Nishita, and the answer is South America.
Thank you, Nishita. And then Nishita was the last caller for our first listener question. We're not going to take a break now because we're just done with the break. We are going to move on with our second category. I did promise the girls in the studio that one of them would win out of a raffle for getting the answer to the first listener question right. I actually should have guessed that our phone lines were down when there were no calls at all. It wasn't that difficult a question. But we did promise them. We're going to honor that promise. So we picked one winner for the questions from the studio, and that winner was Tuti. All right. Woohoo. All right. Answer to the listener question will be back after the second break. For the first listener question, we'll try and catch up during the second break. But we'll, for now, let's look at the scores in the studio, and we will also move on with our second category. It looks like Stuti had some minus points, and Soumya had 0 points, and Lippy had 10 points. Right? Is that right? Yes. Lippy, you can say yes.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. All right. So what we had instituted this rule a while ago, that if anybody enters a new category with minus points, they would all be erased and they would start with zero. So that's where we're going to start. So at the moment, Suti has 0, Soumya has 0, and Lippy has 10 points. It's a very low score, so we are going to depend on this particular category to make sure that they have more points, and I bet they're going to do much better. So let's do a quick buzzer check. Stuti, Soumya, and Lippy. All right, are you guys ready? Our category is villains from animated movies. Villains from animated movies. All right, and our first question in this category is, Red Riding Hood almost got eaten by this one.
Wolf.
Wolf is right. 10 points to Lippy. Ah, they're twins. It's hard to keep track. Question number 2. Funny-looking Batman villain who does crazy things and laughs. Funny-looking Batman villain who does crazy things and laughs. He's also in the live-action movies, but definitely a big, prominent villain in the animated Batman.
Robin?
No, he's not a villain at all. He's a sidekick. Minus 5. Question passes to Lippy.
Pass.
And Suti?
Pass.
It's the Joker. It's the Joker. All right, question number 3. This lady wanted to make a coat out of dog's fur.
Cruella De Vil.
Yes, that's right. So she gets 5 points. She owes me minus 5. Okay, question number 4. Ooh. Character who comes to marry the queen but ends up pursuing her younger sister instead. Minus 5. And question passes to Stuti.
Pass.
And Soumya?
Pass.
Okay, since nobody knew, I'm going to give you an additional clue. And now it's again open for buzzer. Okay? Character who comes to marry the queen but ends up pursuing her younger sister in a very icy kingdom.
Frozen.
Yes, but what's the character's name?
Hans.
Hans, that's right. She gets 10 points. Did you know that? Did the girls know that?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so then you're buzzed quicker. All right. Question number 5. Alien villain who wants to destroy Metro City and Metro Man but becomes the hero at the end of the film. Alien villain who wants to destroy Metro City and Metro Man but becomes the hero at the end of the film. I'll give you an additional clue. The movie is actually named after him. The title of the movie is his name.
E.T.
No, he doesn't want, E.T. doesn't want to destroy anybody. Poor thing, E.T. just wants to go home. Minus 5. Question passes to Lippy.
Pass.
And Stuti?
Pass.
The answer is Megamind. Megamind. Okay, question number 7. The villainous Scar wants to take over the kingdom after...
Lion King.
Lion King is right. 10 points. Question number 8. Mother Gothel keeps this heroine prisoner.
Rapunzel.
Very good. 10 points to... That was what I was asking. This heroine. Okay. Question number 9. The villain Jafar is the advisor...
Aladdin.
Aladdin. Very good. Excellent. Okay. Last question. Plankton is the owner of an...
SpongeBob.
You didn't know what my question was, so you get minus 5. Now, question, because I didn't finish the question, it's open for buzzer for both Soumya and Lippy. Plankton is the owner of an unpopular restaurant called the Chum Bucket in this animated series.
SpongeBob SquarePants?
That is correct. 10 points to Lippy.
Who said that?
You didn't say SpongeBob SquarePants. I was waiting for the full name. The series is called SpongeBob SquarePants. Okay, all right. So here's our listener question. 510-770-1550. 510-770-1550. Here's our listener question in the category, villains from animated movies. good character in Cinderella who's actually a villain in Shrek. Good character in Cinderella who's a villain in Shrek. Hi, you're on the air. No. Hi, you're on the air. I think they jumped the gun. Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hello, this is Anish.
Yes, Anish.
The answer is Prince Charming.
Prince Charming. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is the fairy godmother.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Gaurav. Hi, you're on the air. Hello. What is going on? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Ayman, and I think the answer is the fairy godmother.
Thank you, Ayman. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Oh,
go ahead.
Hello. My name is Ritwik, and I think the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Ritwik. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Sharia. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Rashmi, and I think the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Rashmi. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ronak Jaiswal, and I think the answer is Prince Charming.
Thank you, Ronak. Welcome to the show. Hello, hi, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello. My name is Shelly, and the answer is Prince Charming.
Shelly is the last caller. Thank you, Shelly. We're going to take a break now, and when we come back, we'll announce the winners of both the first and second listener questions. And also see how the kids in the studio are doing. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Gia.
Safari Gia.
I think I need to reduce the volume on my mic. All right. Good job. I think that was the loudest cheer ever. Congratulations. All right. Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This is your host Vidya here. And we are here with Lippy, Stuti, and their friend Soumya, who are all having a lot of fun, too much fun, I think. But before we move on to our last category for today, we have two winners to announce. The first one was the analogy question. We had asked in the analogies, India is to Asia as Argentina is to. The answer was indeed South America. From all the correct answers, it was Lippy's turn to pick the winner. Lippy, who is the winner of our first listener question?
Rashmi.
All right. Congratulations, Rashmi. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, I want you to put question one. What's the date today? July 12th. There you go.
11th.
Thank you. Mike, a day has passed you by. Question one, July 11th, 2015. That's in the subject line and in the body. Mention the question, answer, and your name and contact information. Rashmi, you got that? All right, let's move on to our second listener question. It was in the category villains from animated movies. I said, who was a good character in Cinderella who is a villain in Shrek? Turns out there are two answers. My original answer was Fairy Godmother, but the girls tell me, yes, Prince Charming was also a character, and yes, I remember that too. So if you answered either Prince Charming or Fairy Godmother, you were right. And from all the correct answers, it was Soumya's turn to pick a winner. Soumya, who is the winner of our second listener question?
Shreya,
I think. Shreya, congratulations. Write to us, safariquizshow@gmail.com. In the subject line, put question number 2, July 11, 2015. In the body, put your question, answer, and your name and contact information. All right, we have one more listener question. Don't worry for all those who missed out. It'll be at the end of our third category. Let's look at the points right now. Stuti, how many points do you have?
20.
20. Soumya still has to open her account. And Lippy has?
35.
Very, very, very close game at this point. We'll move on to our last category. It's the category animals with fur. Animals with fur. You guys ready? Let's do a quick buzzer check. Suti, Soumya, and Lippy. Girls, ready for our first question? Okay, question number one. These animals are considered the ancestors of dogs.
Wolves.
Wolves. Excellent. 10 points. That was Tuti. Question number two. Scientifically referred to as vulpines, these dog-like animals have sharp features and bushy tails. The clue is bushy tails. And if nobody gets it, I'll keep giving clues till somebody gets it. Vulpines. No? These dog-like animals have sharp... So they're not dogs. They're dog-like animals. They're found in the wild and in zoos. They have sharp features and bushy tails. Any guesses? Okay, there was a movie called Fantastic Mr.
Fox.
Fox. Excellent. 10 points. Good beginning. Fantastic Mr. Fox. That's correct. Question number three. Large feline or big cat with striped fur.
Tiger.
Tiger. Excellent. 10 points. I can see the girls are doing better with the animals category. Okay. Question number four. These cute animals are characterized by their long hind legs, back legs, long ears, large front teeth, and a very short, fluffy...
Rabbit.
Rabbit. Good job. 10 points to Suti again. Question number five. Nocturnal mammals unusual for their thumbs, which enable them...
Skunks?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Okay, since she interrupted me, the question is now open for buzzer. So full 10 points are available. Now, Soumya and Stuti can buzz. Okay? Nocturnal mammals, unusual for their thumbs, which enable them to open many closed containers such as garbage cans and doors.
Raccoon.
Raccoons. 10 points. Good job. Question number six. Animal featured in a kid's story about a girl who comes upon a family of them and eats their porridge.
Goldilocks.
What's the animal? Bears. 10 points. Good. Okay. Why was that? Minus five. Question number seven. Playful marine mammals who have such thick fur that air gets trapped in it and helps them stay.
Seal?
No, that is not correct. Minus five. Again, open for buzzer because I didn't finish. Playful, only two, Lippy and Soumya now. Playful marine mammals who have such thick fur that air gets trapped in it and helps them stay afloat.
Sea lions.
She just said that. And no, that is not correct. Minus five for you two. Soumya is the only one left. Soumya, want to try?
Polar bear?
No, minus five. The polar bears are not playful. They may play, but they're not considered playful. Okay, I'm going to, since nobody got it, do you want an additional clue? Again, open for buzzer. Okay, so these mammals can often be seen swimming upside down in zoos, in zoo water containers. They're swimming upside down, holding their hands to their chest and breaking open shells and things like that. Playful marine mammals. Michael, did you get it? Huh? Yeah. It's the otter.
Dolphin?
No, it's the otter. Don't worry. No minus points for that. It's the otter. Okay. Question number eight. Mammals known for their ability... Boy, who did that? Did somebody buzz in? No, that was me. Mammals known for their ability to spray a liquid with a strong...
Whale.
No, that is not correct. Since she didn't let me finish, open to buzzer for Soumya and Lippy. Mammals known for their ability to spray a liquid...
Skunk.
Skunk, that's right. With a strong odor. That's what I was going to say. Odor, smell. Okay. Question number nine. Slinky animals are the same family as weasels. They are the third most common pet mammals in America after cats and dogs.
Mink?
No, that is not correct. Close, though. Same family, minus five. Question passes to Stuti.
Can you repeat the question?
Slinky animals of the same family as weasels, they are the third most common pet mammals in America after cats and dogs.
Pass.
Soumya?
Pass.
Ferret. Ferrets. Yeah. This was news to me that they were third most common pet mammals. Wow, I guess people like ferrets. Here's a little fact about ferrets. It seems they sleep about 18 hours. They can sleep up to 18 hours a day. So they're very peaceful for 18 hours. And the 6 hours that they're awake, they go crazy bananas. They're very hard to handle. Yeah. Okay, question number 10. Last question. Yes, we have 6 minutes and we are going to rush. Small rodent with a bushy tail, commonly found in our gardens. Small rodent with a bushy tail, commonly found in our garden.
Chipmunk.
I will actually accept that. 10 points. Okay, so I am going to ask a question that is not from this category for our listener question. It's from our previous category, villains from animated movies. 510-770-1550 is the call-in number. I'm asking this question because I realized I forgot to ask the girls this one. Here's the one. It's villains from animated movies, and the question is, character who hates penguins and turns them into monsters. Character who hates penguins and turns them into monsters in the movie Penguins of Madagascar.
510-770-1550. I don't know this.
It's okay. It's for our listeners. Okay, let's go to our first caller. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Sharia, and I think the answer is Dave the Octopus.
Thank you, Shia. Hi, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi, my name is Nishita, and the answer is Dave.
Thank you, Nishita. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Pooja, and I think the answer is Dave.
Thank you, Pooja. Hi, you're on the air. Hello? Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Anvita, and I think the answer is Dave.
Thank you, Anvita. Hi, you're on the air. Turn the radio down and tell me your name.
Hello, my name is...
Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Krish, and the answer is Dave the Octopus.
Thank you, Krish. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Eamon, and I think the answer is Dave.
What's your name again?
Eamon.
I'm Eamon. Okay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, my name is Ronak, and I think the answer is Octopus.
Thank you, Ronak. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello? My name is Shelly, and the answer is Dave.
Thank you, Shelly. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello, my name is Gaurav, and the answer is Dave.
Thank you, Gaurav. And last caller. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello?
Go ahead.
My name is Bubbly, and the answer is Dave the Octopus.
Thank you, Bubbly. Bubbly was the last caller for our last question. We're going to take a break now. When we come back, all the winners. You're listening to the Safari Quiz Show. Jiye Ja.
Sabai.
Jiye Ja.
Sabai Kiye Ja.
Welcome back to the Safari Quiz Show. This has to be the most error-prone Safari Quiz Show that I've ever conducted. We have no time. We've just about run out of time. So let me quickly tell you who the winner of our third listener question is. That is Nishita. All right, congratulations, Nishita. Please write to us saying question number 3, July 11, 2015, and send us an email to safariquizshow@gmail.com. Okay, we totaled up the numbers, and it looks like the twins, true to twin style, are actually tied with both of them with 50 points. So we're going to do a sudden death question. And we will make sure that whoever answers this one is our winner for today. Are you girls ready? It's in the category animals with fur. Black and white creature. Let's make sure your things work. Your buzzer works? Yeah, okay. Your buzzer works? All right. Black and white creature found in China who eats...
Panda.
Panda is right. And that means Stuti is our winner for today. Good job, Stuti. That's all we have time for today. The show was brought to you by Michael and Anu produced, and the theme tune was composed by Naren Pradhan. This is your host, Vidya, saying, Jiye Ja.
Sabai Jiye Ja.